Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. I have been really enjoying hosting this program, and I very much enjoy getting feedback from our listeners. Lately, the feedback has focused on questions regarding household financial management. Our listeners are looking for more information and more help in regards to learning how to more efficiently or better have a handle on managing household finances. So last week, we covered a program that talked in some detail about the psychology of money. And my perspective on that is really managing our relationship with money. This week, we're going to talk about spending, which really is a core to household financial management. So spending at the best of times, it's an adventure. It can be like a hike through the African savanna with predators lurking everywhere, ready to attack. You aren't really in control, and you really aren't sure exactly how this adventure is going to turn out. Or it could be like a vacation in Maui. You can relax, and you know exactly how the adventure is going to turn out. The difference between those two scenarios really is planning. Now, shopping is fun, and going out is always fun. Getting a new car, going on a trip, those are enjoyable events. But there is a limit to how much money we each have available to us. So it can be a pain if we're paying too much for the fun part of our lives. It isn't that we aren't aware of our financial limitations. We pretty much know that we shouldn't spend so much. Life would be a lot easier if we were more careful about our spending. But sometimes we just can't seem to resist. We just don't seem to have the willpower to live any other way. Oh, sure, we've tried. We've tried to resist the urge to spend, but it just never works out the way we know that it should. And then we usually end up feeling guilty at the end of that trail. Maybe you don't identify with that example. Maybe you're the kind of person who does have a lot of willpower and you can say no to any of the things that you can't honestly afford most of the time. But once in a while, we slip. And when we slip, it can take months to catch up. One of the most helpful things that I've learned was how to build simplicity into my financial management. And I would like to talk to you today about doing the same thing. It sure beats willpower. Think of it this way. If I were an alcoholic and I really wanted to break the habit, I don't think it would be a good idea for me to carry a bottle of my favorite liqueur around in my pocket with me. If I did, I would be constantly struggling with my alcoholic desires. Or if you decided you wanted to end a relationship, you wouldn't call that person to hang out with them every day, not if you were serious about ending the relationship. No, when we want to put a stop to something, we don't rely strictly on willpower. We put up defenses to allow us to focus our minds on better things. So why would we imagine it would be any different when we want to manage our spending? Remember the time that you spent a week planning how you should manage your money? You had the best of intentions. You focused on what you really wanted to do with your hard-earned money. You performed all the necessary calculations and you took the deliberate steps needed to carry out your plans. And then it fell apart. You were walking through the mall on your way home and you saw that jacket that you just couldn't live without. The price tag said 30% off, so it was a great deal. But it cost the grocery money that you had so carefully calculated, cost you the grocery money for that whole month. Maybe nothing like that has ever actually happened to you, but there's no doubt you understand the need to avoid impulse buying. Some folks buy food on impulse. Others buy cars on impulse. Some buy everything that way. Is it any wonder that we have so much trouble getting our finances under control? Now, advertising is big business, and a huge proportion of the thousands of advertising pieces that bombard us every day are designed to trigger an impulsive response, to get you to spend without thinking. Most of us, the best way to combat that impulse spending is to build fences around our money. Building fences that help us avoid mismanagement happens to be one of the most important steps towards effective financial management. So today I want to talk with you about a very valuable tool available for financial management in households or in businesses, a tool that makes the difference between long-term success and long-term struggling. It's a tool that no wealthy person would live without, despite the advertisements for lottery jackpots. And it's a simple tool that can save nearly any household from serious financial difficulties. This tool is a spending plan. Now, unless you have enough money to burn, you need a spending plan. And no one has ever accumulated enough money to burn without planning that amount anyway. Some people dislike the notion of planning their spending because they see it as a constant reminder of the things that they can't afford. However, nothing could be further from the truth. You see, a spending plan is not intended to tell you what you can't have. Why then would multimillionaires use spending plans? No. A spending plan is designed to control your spending by identifying expenses that are important to you. That way, you are spending on purpose and you are spending on what you want to do. I'll show you how this works shortly. Now, others dislike planning their spending because they believe using such a plan is complicated or difficult. And they say things like, "I'm not very good at managing money." Well, neither is anyone else. If we don't use the tools that make managing money easier, such as a spending plan. Now, if you don't use a spending plan, every potential transaction that crosses your path every day requires you to make a brand new decision. If you have to make so many decisions on a regular basis, don't be surprised that we're going to make a few unwise decisions. Using a spending plan is far less complicated than all of that. Now, using a spending plan means that every dollar of your income is already earmarked for a particular purpose before you ever receive that money. It's like the money is already spent, but it is being spent on the things you know you want instead of being robbed from you by a whim you will later regret. Now, preparation of your very first spending plan takes some time and effort. But then you don't have to make a new decision every time you're faced with a potential expense. Maybe I just saw another pair of shoes that I'm sure would look great on me. I don't have to think twice about it. If it's in my spending plan, I buy them. My cousin invites me to go to a bowling party, realizing I kind of dislike that game. I don't have to make an excuse. I don't have to apologize. I don't have to hurt her feelings. I can just say, "That is not in my spending plan. You go, you have a great time, and I will see you later." Having a plan not only saves me money, it saves me time and effort and the energy to make up very interesting and creative excuses. Preparation of your spending plan begins with listing every expense you have to pay, your committed expenses. So your mortgage, your electricity, your insurance, etc. Then you list every expense that you want to pay. Maybe buying new clothes or playing golf, for instance. Years ago, I worked with an accountant. He had quite a drug habit, but every month he would prepare his spending plan and he would include a sizable allocation for his drug of choice. Now, this was important to him. And of course, having a spending plan and accounting for his money was definitely in his wheelhouse. So it was his choice to include that in his spending plan. Next, please don't forget to include your annual expenses, such as property taxes, gifts, and vacations, along with your monthly expenses. When everything is listed, you then arrange them in the order of priority. What is most important to you? Even if you have to cut back for a little while, it isn't difficult to figure out what to cut back on. It's right in front of you. The most important things will still be in a position of priority. The next step then is to assign a dollar amount to each expense. With things like mortgage and utilities and insurance, that's easy. You've already committed to those expenses. Other expenses, however, might take a little thought. Now, when you've gotten that far, look it over again. are there expenses that you would maybe sense to cut out? Maybe you would be just as happy with a monthly pedicure as opposed to a weekly pedicure. Or maybe you would just want to stroke it off the list entirely for a little bit of time. Next, there are expenses that would make sense to cut back on, perhaps. Perhaps you've been eating out a little too often, and maybe you want to consider cutting back on the going out menu choices and look at maybe some home-baked meals or home-cooked meals. Finally, are there any adjustments that you could make that would save money on some of the expenses that you've already committed to? Or maybe expenses that you love. So if you enjoy fresh fruit, perhaps you could look at saving some money by buying directly from a fruit grower locally. If you enjoy golf, maybe you would be just as happy playing at some of our fantastic local courses instead of feeling the pressure to travel to exotic locations. Possibilities for doing the things you love in a more economical way are generally worth exploring. So we have cutting out, cutting back, and cost saving on expenses. They really do add up to a lot more money than we probably realize. When every dollar of income is assigned a place, you have a spending plan that will work for you. Now, periodic reviews will ensure it continues to represent the way that you want to spend your money. Now, you can organize your bank accounts and set them up to be in harmony with your chosen priorities and the requirements that you need in order to simplify your very own money management spending plan. Now, for most people, a spending plan should be prepared monthly if you really want to keep on top of your spending. The first month, it will be more work than the following months because, of course, most expenses are recurring. So you won't be having to rethink them every month. But that first month is when you're putting all the preparation into the actual production of the plan. There is a cherry on top of all of this. Using a spending plan can make your relationships better. It's widely known that the primary causes of marital breakdown are sex and finances. But if you dig just a little bit deeper, you'll find that about 85% of broken relationships are all about failure of communication over finances. So one of the very best things that we can do for our relationships is come to an agreement with our partners about how much should be spent on what. Building a spending plan together will strengthen our relationships.
We'll be back in a moment with more financial insight on 93.1 CFIS FM. This is Tune Up with Deb. Stay tuned.